barbecue day. Not quite so sure it's going to be the best day weather-wise to do that, but again, people just really love the smell of barbecue, and some people even get off on the smell of that starter fluid. I'm going to pray for y'all. All right, coming up, coming at you, I've got Bible Jeopardy. Let's do that right now. Who was King Saul's son? Who was King Saul's son? You can find the answer in 1 Samuel 13 and 16. 1 Samuel 13 and 16. Who was King Saul's son? I can be reached at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but coming up, we're going to have some more of the good news music, the music that matters. And this hour, we're also going to love on a local artist and honor him at the same time. You're going to get to that when we come back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I told Sister Jerry what to write down for my numbers. She told me she needed a check. She wouldn't trust in my word. So that was an argument. Yeah, 42:10. Have it just say amen. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I recovered. Amen. I recovered. Anybody can testify that you've recovered? You may have been down, but you recovered. Things may have been tough at some point in time in your life, but you recovered. Recovery is a reset button. You know how it is on your TV. When it don't act right, you hit reset. And then it corrects itself, straighten up, straighten out. And now you have a lookable event. Some flowers grow first or best in the sun, and some grow best in the shade. But the Lord put us where you and I will grow best. He will put us where we will grow best. So what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying that we may go through some trials and tribulations. But through those trials and tribulations, we should grow best. Some things that happened to you in your life, my life. Don't think my life is perfect. Don't think I don't have storms. But God has gotten the best out of us in the midst of the storm. and now you are the same person, but a different person. Did I say that correctly? You're the same person, but, well, let me say it like this. You're the same person, but a stronger person. Because of the storm, it made you a stronger individual. Because of it, it made you stronger. And your faith has become stronger. Your love for God has intensified. Because you know what he has done just for you. But recovery is a great word, which simply means that maybe you had been down, but you're no longer down. Or you may have been down, but you're no longer bound. Y'all have some hip and house? Your recovery. After an operation, they put you in a come go with me here. After operation, they put you in the recovery room. Because in that room, this is where you bounces back. So every now and then, God has to put us in a recovery room so we can just bounce back. And sickness comes. But thank God it goes. It'll come and it'll go. Brother Leotis, it'll come and it'll go. Watch closely, y'all. In this particular verse, Job 1 is examine correction. In Job 1, God has bragged on Job. Still in Job 1, Job is looked at by Satan. In Job 1, Satan declares that he will make Job curse God to his face. Job 1, a storm come and killed his 7 children. His servants, his cattle, camel, everything is taken away. Watch closely. And the only thing left at this point is his integrity and his wife at this point. The wife gets upset, tell him to curse God and die. Job declares, you sound pretty foolish to me. Because the one thing that I will not do is curse God. Now, as you walk through chapter 1, cross over into chapter 2. And look how God has to deal with Job, because now Job is calling on his friend. Or I could say his so-called friend. Bildad, Elihu. His three friend. Eliphaz has three friends. Zophar. Now, Job's troubles did not come from him and sin. It came from the conversation between God and Satan. And God tells him, you can do anything you want to do to it, but just don't take his life. Yeah. And sometimes sickness get us so close to death. Yeah. I don't know if you've been there. So close to death until the next step you take would be death. But thank God there's a God who says, not yet. That's the text. Watch how it moves. The friends, the so-called friends, all of us have some so-called friends. Don't think that every friend you got is your friend. Everyone who smiles at you in church is not your friend. They should be, but everyone is just not your friend. So they're looking at each other and saying behind his back, he must have done something. Brother, I didn't do anything wrong against God. All I ever done was just serve him. But all of my appointed time, I'm just going to wait until my... Somebody know what I'm talking about. I'm going to wait until my change comes. And that's what I want to stop here and talk to you about. Irregardless of what you're going through, ahead, I miss Little Phillips walk-a-thon, but you got to wait until your change comes. Reverend, you too. I got to wait until my change come. Got to hang in there. Just can't throw in the towel. You got to hold on. Even when the doctor walk away, shut the door behind it. You got to call on the Lord and ask the Lord to bring you through. Maybe you had never been there, but if you keep living, I promise you, you'll be in the situation, in the situation room, where it's just you and God, and you asking God to whatever it is, just please work it out just for me. God questioned, Job questioned God. God asking, where were you, man? When I created the mountain.
You know so much.
Where were you, Job? When I planted the grass. Where were you, Job, when I put the sun in orbit? Where were you, Job? When I took you from a seed and placed you in your mother's womb, where were you, Job? Job questions God, but the relief doesn't take place until the 42nd chapter and the 10th verse. Watch closely. And the Lord, what? Turn what?
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana.